The Runaways. So Marvel's Runaways, or you can call them simply Runaways, but it is a series of created by Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage. I don't know. But it is a series based on Marvel comics of the same name, and it will be airing on Hulu next year. I know Hulu is a problem, but Marvel owns some Hulu stock, so they had to do something with it at least. So it will be in the MCU, which is a fucking great news, but it will be, you know how it ignores, like the Netflix series ignore the movies and the movies ignore the ABC's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Inhumans and in Cloak and Dagger, that and the Netflix, there are three different Marvel Hulu universe will not be different from the Netflix universe. I mean, the Runaways will take place in the Netflix universe. It is one universe only, but you get it. The Runaways will take place in the Defenders City universe, whatever you mean, and they will cross paths with Cloak and Dagger, which is great. And this is the thing, they gave us that it will be taking place in the Netflix universe, okay, and in the comics when they run away, they're helped by a lot of people, but they're also helped by Daredevil's the father, Lantern, I think Lantern or Lantern his name was, but they're also helped by him. So I think they will be casting Fatherland, whatever it is, from the Netflix, and they will connect it to Hulu, which is a great thing, because this can be the start of people things starting to connect between the different streaming services or whatever you call it. But that's great, because then we can have Netflix Defenders like Daredevil on the Avengers, and there was a rumor for Avengers 4 for casting Daredevil, the dead actor who plays Daredevil for Avengers 4, but we don't know now because we haven't seen the third installment. Why should we predict the fourth? So I'm not talking about that, but it is a good start. So let's address one thing, Runaways. Runaways is a series based on a couple of children whose parents turn out to be occultist villains. They have like a group of villains, so they are a group of villains, and the children have superpowers. Chase Stein, Victor Manga, I don't know, and Xavier Victor. Let's go again. Victor Mancha, Xavin. Third is Chase Stein, Gerard Yokes, Alex Wilder, Nico Minoru. That is the name of the characters. So their parents turn out to be the part of the Pride, which is an evil organization, just like the Hand. I don't know why there are so many evil organizations, but I don't care. I just want a good series. So Hulu will be a problem because people don't watch Hulu shit, but I will watch it anyways. So it's coming out 2018, we don't have a date yet. I would love the series because a bunch of superpower individuals who hate their parents. It will be kind of controversial, but who hate their parents for being evil and they run away from home. That's like the dream. That's the dream. So I am eagerly waiting for a series to come. I would love to see some children run away from their home because their parents are villains, and then be helped by Cloak and Dagger and be connected to the Defenders, and maybe someday they can have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. try to recruit them or something. And then I'm making this all on the spot, and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. try to recruit them but they refuse because they want to work alone. I don't know, but I want the series right now. So another thing, it's all connected. Shit. So we know Daredevil and Quake went to the same orphanage. They both went to the same orphanage, and Matthews, the father that helps Matthew, will be in the Runaways at some point, and he also will be helping Cloak and Dagger, and Cloak and Dagger will be also be connected to a lot of stuff. So it's all connected, and that's what I love about it.